planting. People be planting their gardens and all this kind of thing, you know, getting ready for spring. Amen. And I believe God is planting. I believe he's getting ready to plant. And the service this morning let me know he's getting ready to plant. Father, in Jesus' name, will you stand on your feet just a few minutes? I just want to thank you, Father. Lord, we go into the word. We ask you to bless the word. Feed the people, God. Feed them. And I pray, Lord, that you would just do what no other God can do. Hallelujah, Lord. I know that this is a time of signs and wonders and miracles. I know because you're God. And to me, it's just God. It's just the right thing to do. I tell you, you're just good. There is no one like you, Lord. And the souls that need to be saved, my God, there's some people that never get saved unless they see something. And so, Lord, I just ask you in Jesus' name to move by your spirit and your mighty power. And, Lord, save and deliver and set free your people in the name of Jesus. Bless this service. Continue it. Bless it. You have blessed, but just keep on blessing. Keep on. In Jesus' name, we give you the praise and we give you the glory as we, Lord, give your word to your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn around and tell somebody, hallelujah, this is a good day. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. If I had to put a subject on it, which I never hardly do. Saints, how does your garden grow? Amen. We growing some kind of way here. I was thinking about hearing and listening. That's what came to my heart. And so when I started trying to find to go some with that, the Lord took me to the 13th chapter of Matthew. But you know, there were many people in Jesus' day who should have been hearing. But there's a scripture that say, you have ears and you hear not. You have eyes and you see not. So don't think when you sit up, you know everything. Because in one of these things, you have to understand. When you hear and understand, you can do. But you can sit here and hear all you want to. And know nothing happened. Amen. So there's something about it. And we're going to see what Jesus said. So here is, I wrote it down what it said. Hallelujah, Jesus. To agree with. Agree with what somebody said. And most times we sit and we listen to the word and we agree with what it said. To listen is to pay attention and obey it. You can listen to something. We can listen and hear the wind or listen and hear something else. Amen. But there's a thing in hearing and listening. So today we're going to ask God to give us ears to hear. Give us ears to hear. Give us ears to hear. Yes, and we want eyes to see also. Yes, Lord. So today, the same day, we're going to start with the 13th chapter of Matthew, and I pray you pray for me. Praise God. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Very, very familiar scripture. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell among stony places, and they that had much earth, and they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprang up because they had no deepness of earth. I want you to think about this. Here are people who are sitting here. And the rabbi, Jesus, is talking. And he's pulled out into the ship. They tell me that the shore carries sound. You know, the water. So he pulled out so they could hear him. That's another thing. He didn't have microphones like I got. I got a microphone just for you all to hear just this little bit. But he didn't have a microphone. And so he spoke. And when he spoke things, unless they had a mind to know him, they didn't understand nothing he was saying. So they stood there and listened for one thing. And that was for the bread and the fish of him feeding them. He knew that they would shut up and hurry up because we're going to get fed. So when he told them, labor not for the bread that perish. Hallelujah. So he said some of the seed that was sown fell on stony places. And forthwith they sprung up because they had no depthness of earth. When the word go forth this night, this day, it will fall on some ground. I am spreading the word today. And it will fall somewhere. And the Lord's of scripture say to break up your fallow ground. You do that through prayer. So you know what? I'm happy today because most of us have been in prayer and most of us have done so many things this month and we was plowing. You didn't know you was plowing your ground. You was plowing your ground because you're going to be able to understand what God is saying in this hour. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30. So everybody's not going to do the same. Who has ears? Read that. Let him hear. Lord, let us hear. And the disciples came and said to him, why do you speak unto them in parables? He answered and said, because it's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it's not given. For whosoever hath to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundant. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he has. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing, see not. They seeing, they see not. And hearing, they hear not. Neither do they understand. So not only do you see and you got to hear, but you have to understand what it said. Amen. So if you have understanding when you leave this house of God, amen, it is God that touch your understanding. Because see, you can hear and see too and don't understand. It ain't doing you no good. If you don't understand what was going on, you just don't understand. Somebody can speak to you and tell you something you don't understand, but then you just don't follow out instructions. Amen. But God wants us to hear today. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Oh, my God. He said, in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah or Elijah, which said, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand. See there? You got to understand. And seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. You don't get it. But you're going to get it today. Say, I'm getting it today. For the people's heart is waxed gross or callous. And that's another thing. The heart has to be pliable and where God can write his laws. You can't have a heart that's messed up. You ought to be asking God every day. I heard somebody say that when he was testifying. Ask God every single day to do something with your heart. Create in me a clean heart. And renew a right spirit in me, because every day your heart need to be cleaned. You say every day, listen. You ain't no once in Christ and never out. You get out, you get out. He'll keep you if you want to be kept. But he's not going to make you stay. This is something I often wonder why. When Jesus spoke, he spoke to Adam. And you know, I'm just done got enthralled with Adam and all back there. But he spoke to Adam. He told Adam what to do. He didn't sit down and say, now, you better not do this. He told Adam what was right. Amen. God made you in his image and his likeness. He made us all. He expects us to do what he say. He don't expect to sit up and keep on knocking on our door and hitting us across the head and telling us the same thing over and over and over, because he done already told us. But you know what it is? You ain't heard it. If you're not doing it, you ain't heard it. And you're not understanding. Amen. I sit there yesterday. I'm always going through this. I sit there yesterday with these young people, especially a young girl that was there. And I said, God, I said, one thing I'm asking you is for compassion. I say, because I know right from wrong. But I don't want to jump on nobody. You know what I'm saying? You doing this. You doing. That is not the way Jesus did it. So I sit there kind of sad, because I said, Lord, right now I guess I'm so tired I can't even think of what, you know. And so she was going from one thing to another, and she was reading, what you call the 12 signs. She was into that, and she was into looking. I said, oh, Lord. And it was obviously the young man she was with. It just everything was obvious. And I knew she needed God. One of the ladies I found out I had taught her sister. One of her sisters. She used to go get her for Bible study. But I said, Lord, you know what? You help us. Don't help us. It's another thing. It's the trick of the devil to keep us tired too. We got to learn how to do life. Pastor got to learn how to do life. Because when you are tired, you can't think right. You don't know what to do. Come on now, who am I talking to here? And you can be done prayed and fast, and you still don't know what to do because you're too tired. Come on. It ain't nothing but a trick of the devil. That's why Jesus said, come aside and rest a while. Well, that sounds, but it's the truth. You need to come apart and rest a while. And I'm talking to me too, because I know I get tired. I was really tired. Amen. But there's no, but see, you know, like I said, if it's a help to something, there's no need to make an excuse if it's a help. If you can solve it. Amen. Anybody who have been feeling sorry for you, feel sorry. Don't feel sorry for me. You pray and ask God to give me some sense. Don't say, oh, pastor looks so tired. Hey, chunk that. You say, Lord, you give her the knowledge that she needs to rest. That's what I want you to pray. Don't sit up here and pet me. I don't like to be petted no way. Amen. Because I'll be petting myself right on out of here. Y'all be petting me and I'll be up in the grave. And y'all still, come on. I want you to pray for me. We pray one for another. God is going to give us understanding, children of God. Well, we're going to know the difference. But pray for her. Lord, she's working too hard. She need to, you know, pray for Brother Hal. He's working too hard. Help him to know what to do and what not to do, to have priorities. Amen. God has given us wisdom. That's wisdom. And you hear the word. You listen to the word. Hallelujah. And when you read over there and Titus and all these spirits, you will know what to do. Because Pastor ain't going to get across everything that you need. He said, where am I at? Did you keep up with me? For this people's heart is wax gross or callous. And their ears are dull of hearing. He knew that. And their eyes they have closed. Listen, anytime they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted and I shall heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them. And to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. So now I'm going to explain it to you. I didn't explain it to them, but I'm going to explain it to you. Let me tell you something. There are things that's not explained to the world that God is going to explain to us. Because the world ain't going to do nothing with it no way. I'm going to tell you something. I really believe, honestly. Amen. So you're going to see people going on because God done explained some things to them. Amen. They didn't understand the apostles when they came forth. And all these were Jews. Jesus was not sent to the Gentiles at this time. But the same Jews that he'd been so good to, listen to this now. He was so good to people. Y'all stood up today and just gave him glory. Y'all praised him. And the Lord, my God. And the angels, I know, rejoice with us. But you know, there were people that were his people that were saying, crucify him. Crucify him. They didn't even understand when he was healing the sick and doing these wonderful things. He never did nothing against anybody, but they said, crucify him. He watched what he said to everybody, even the woman that was at the well. He didn't offend because the Bible says who don't offend in words is a perfect man. He was perfect. So he didn't offend. He spoke with love and compassion all the time. But yet they're saying crucify him. That gets me. Yet they're saying crucify him. They could watch at a cross while they take staves and take and pound in this man's hand and put crowns of thorns on his head and stick spears in his side. And they could look at this man who had done nobody wrong. And they didn't understand. They didn't understand. Jesus knew men. He knew that there were some that wouldn't understand. He knew that. But, you know, he knew it. Amen. But blessed is your eyes, for they see. For your heart that understands. For your ears that hear. Blessed. Amen. And so he said, I'm going to explain it now. Hear you therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone hear the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then come the wicked one or the devil and catch away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. Listen, children of God. When the word is preached to you from this day forward, it goes into your heart. Because Jesus said that. He said, because the devil come take it out your heart. Amen. So what goes into your eye gate goes down into your heart. And the devil come and take it away. If your seed is planted by the wayside. For he that receiveth the seed into stony places. The same as he that's stony places now. They hear the word. And anon, with great joy, he received it. You ever, you know, pastor preached today. Woo, boy. Woo, hallelujah. Yet hath he not rooted himself, but doeth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution arise, because of that word he heard, by and by, he's offended. Yeah, I know she said that. But, I mean, it don't take all that. Watch out. The word is the word. It don't change. You receive the word when you were here. What happened? Then you let somebody talk you out of it. The word is the word. It's a good word. If I'm reading it from the Bible, if he reading it from the Bible, or he reading it from the Bible, it's the word. Amen. But then somebody come and say something, you know, yeah, you right. Y'all, and especially now, because God is cleaning up his church. I say God is cleaning up his church. Women are going to look like women once again. I believe that with all my heart. I look on the world and I say, God, these women coming here, stuff so tight on them. I say, how could that be? Shamefaced, Lord. They're showing everything. I say, how could that be shamefaced, Lord? But then I see the love of God. He is so good. I've gone in churches that I had to sit up and almost close my eyes because I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? But I see the love of God. But I'm going to tell you, if he can raise you up and get you to love him and get you to doing right, he will start to judging these people. He will start to letting them know you're wrong. But he going to have his work done, whether it's from a donkey. Come on now. I don't say I understand him like I should. I don't understand God. Do you? You understand every facet of God? I don't. I don't, because I wouldn't put up with you folk. You know what I'm saying? I told you that you going to just blatantly disobey me? Please. Amen. But you know, many times you say, Lord, I didn't do that right, but I thank you for forgiving me. I thank you for looking down upon my weakness and forgiving me, Lord. Because, Lord, I don't want to do this. Amen. You may go in and say, I ain't going to eat no cake today. And you go in and eat a half a cake. And then you say, oh, Lord, forgive me. I know that wasn't right. Or you may say something to somebody. Like, brother, he said he's having a problem with this man. He's just human. And the devil know what humans do at a certain, he know what is humanly done. See, that's how come he tempted Jesus, because he knew what humans do. He know when he did for Adam, he feel like Jesus would do it. He couldn't have been tempted if it wasn't nothing he didn't think he was going to do. But he knows how humans react. He know that when you do something to human, you screw him away, he ready to knock you out, you know. He know the average human. So when you do something that God say do, he got to throw his head down. What in the world? You know, he got to go and scratch and try to find something else to do. You send him back to the drawing board. Sometimes he don't have to go back to the drawing board. You send him back to the drawing board. He got to go draw up something else to do for you, because you shut your mouth up when you should have been. You want to say something to this woman and just, in fact, and be ashamed of yourself. Talking about cussing that woman, be ashamed. Be ashamed. You didn't even cuss when you was once saved. But you know how you feel? I wish she'd say something else to me. Just let her say one. Lord, don't let her say nothing to me today. Don't let her say nothing to me today. This is human. I say, this is human. I'm getting ready to set her straight. And when she gonna know, yeah, you wait until I, you know how you go. And you just think it's just out of your character that you keep your mouth shut. And sometimes you just have to keep your mouth shut and walk off, feel like you just done been a little, you know, walked on or whatever. But I'm telling you, it works. It will work. So we, hallelujah, are coming into something different, and Jesus is telling us about the word. I want you to really listen today about the word. Because the word, if it's preached in this church, if sister, ooh, she can preach. There's some people come here can preach. You hear me? That woman can preach. But it doesn't make any difference who preach it. If it don't get in the right kind of ground when it goes out, it just, you know, because she's sowing the word. I sow the word. And if it don't get out to me or you, it ain't gonna do no good. Y'all, you getting this? So I'm asking God, Lord, give me what kind of heart? What kind of heart you want? Yeah, I want a clean heart. I want good ground. Say good ground. Lord, I don't want no ground that's stony and rocky and what the word can't get down in it. Amen. It ain't that you didn't hear it. It's just that your ground ain't right. Hallelujah. Amen. Daddy, I thought about Daddy. Daddy would get on his tractor, and he's going to go soon and plow the ground. You know, the ground, it lay there, get hard. His don't get that hard, but the ground will get hard. And I thought to myself, I said, if that ground could talk, it would say, ouch. When he put that, you know, that horror in there to do that ground, it'll say, ouch. You better have to say ouch. But when he get to plow on that ground, you going to say ouch. Because you're going to have to do something that's against your nature. Against what you want to do. And you're going to say ouch. Well, he plowing the ground. Let him plow it. Then he told you to break up your fallow ground. And when you get to breaking up that ground, it don't feel good. I'm getting to somebody. It don't feel good. Because you just feel like I should be able to do this or that. But you can't. To follow Jesus. Remember, they are looking at you. They are looking at me. People are watching you. When you say you, because they think you go to church, all folks are alike. They don't think you no different from nobody else. Fool them. You know, they don't expect, ooh, I've been meeting so many people that's church folks. And they doing some of everything. They say anything and they acting crazy. I've met a lot of people. I said, Lord, what in the world? Woo, Jesus. If you say you go to church, you ought to be kind of getting like Jesus. I'm saying you got to be overnight, but you ought to be growing. Amen. Oh, Jesus. I talked to a good lady. She said, I watch The Walking Dead. I say, the what? She said, you are there? I said, no. The Bible says, sit no evil before your eyes. She must have known that scripture. Now, if you ain't tearing a house down or something, I ain't going to watch it. I like tearing houses down and building them back up, you know, and I get something out of that. Preach on it once. Amen. How to cook a bagel. And it's really sad what comes on for the children of God. Here I go. It's sad what's come on that thing. Even the commercials. I mean, they got the things that turn and things that turn to demons. And then they got somebody say, girl, did you see Empire? What is that? Huh? I said, did you see Empire? I say, nope. I don't look at stuff like that. I don't got time. Oh, y'all know about Empire? Yeah. Be careful what you watch. Don't say, well, I'm grown and I can watch. No, you're not. You're not that grown. You're not grown enough. Don't watch that stuff. Because that stuff will get in your spirit. That's all. Listen, things go through your eye gate. You, whatever you see, come on now. Whatever you see, that's why people got to see signs and wonders and miracles. He said, unless they see them, they will not believe. So what you see has a great deal of with your heart. It go right into your heart. What you see, oh, I done hit something now. Y'all stop watching that stuff. Christians, we're children of God. We don't need to watch no, what is it? Huh? Oh, yeah, Empire. Never heard. And the Walking Dead, I said, what in the world? But you're a church lady. Oh, I'll go to church, that girl. I just come from church. What's the need of going to church if you're not going to try to change? Hello? This is a, listen, Jesus coming out the church without a spot, ringing a bell. And when he say that, you know, I get to, that make me tremble. And I know I'm saved, but I do the trembling. Amen. Without a spot. So we got to be asking God, because it's going to take God to get this stuff out of us. Don't be talking about you ain't got nothing. You got plenty. You got plenty that need to be moved out of your spirit. And only God can do it. I say only God can do it. So, you know, we used to have them all night prayer meetings. We need to try to start that back up. I know one of the saints said, sister, I don't know, we pray all night now. I said, we better try. We better start trying. I said, because it's time to pray. Because ain't nothing get it out of you but God. You come on now. You're not good enough to move nothing. Y'all didn't know that, did you? But he that received the seed into stony place, the same as he that heard the word and received it with joy. Yet hath he not rooted himself, and he's offended. A person, when he's persecuted, or something about the word, he's offended. He also received the seed among the thorns, as he that heareth the word, watch it, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Now, God didn't say you couldn't have nothing, but he's saying that you put this before him. The cares of this world. Anybody get that? But he that receiveth the seed into good ground is he that hear the word, say hear the word, understands it, say understand it, which also bear fruit, say bear fruit, and bring forth some 60, 100, and 30-fold. That means we're not going to all bear the same, but we're going to all be listening to the word. We all going to be a vessel unto honor. I thought about that being a vessel. God is making vessels. Vessels he can fill. Amen. He loves you. And I know you love him. I hear your testimony. I see you striving in your spirit. Don't let nobody take you nowhere. Don't let nobody take you out your course. Don't let anybody take you for what you believe. I don't care if you see somebody raise the dead. Don't let them take you nowhere. Because Jesus said there'll be many people coming, raised, you know, and say they Christ, and people going to be raising the dead and calling them fire down from heaven. You better listen and know the word of God. Know what God, because if they're not bringing forth good fruit, I don't care who they are. They got to bring forth good fruit. If somebody get up here and doing something, everything, God will sing and raise the dead, I don't, hey, we're not going to listen to him. Because don't let nobody move you, because this is also a day of great deception. Jesus said, and it bothers me too, but he said, except these days will be short, no flesh will be saved. So there's deception going on. People are deceiving. Young people, I suggest, now I ain't never suggest nobody just, you can't go no place else. No. But I suggest you stay close to what you've been being taught. Don't be in and out of places because, like Al said, I didn't take them to a lot of places when we first got, you know, got these young people going, because I went to somewhere one time and I really loved these people. Did. I really did. And they was taking the sacrament. And they asked me, say, did they speak in tongues? And I said, no. And they wouldn't let them take the sacrament. They could not take the sacrament. They were young kids. I had just won the Christ. And they got in the car, and I never forget, and they started crying. I said, Pastor. I said, now, wait a minute. I said, that's not right. That's not biblical. I said, that's not. And that let me read, no, I'm not taking these kids nowhere. you know, taken to these different churches, because that the point of it is you got to worship with people of life faith. Especially when you're young in Christ. You can't be ripping and running and carrying on. Oh, they're doing this in our church. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Know where you are in Christ. Know that you're not old enough to go ripping and running everywhere. Hello? It's not good. Because the devil will take you, especially when he see you striving. He'll take you right on out of here. And then nobody can tell you nothing. I don't know who I'm talking to, but whoever. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to stand and ask God. God, give me good ground. Make my heart where you can use me and you can speak to me and I'll hear you. Touch my ears. Take out the wax so I can hear you and do what you say. Let my eyes see only things that they're supposed to look at. Forgive me for the times I've looked when I shouldn't have. I thank you that you're going to do this. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. We're going to pray one for another. I hope I help you. I've delivered my soul. I don't know. The main thing I know that we got to hear God. And I know our hearts have to be right. I've known that now, you know, really know it. I'm older. And I know my heart has to be right. So I ask God daily, create in me a clean heart. Put a right spirit in me, Lord. Let me do the right thing. Let me say the right thing. Let me do. Amen. And when I know I haven't, I ask him his forgiveness. But I don't be doing stuff now just to be doing, to be wrong. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I hope that you've enjoyed, got something out the service today. I hope you did. We want to have good ground. Children of God, listen, ain't no time to be shamed. Yes. Ain't no time to be worrying about what somebody's thinking. There ain't no time for that. I said ain't no time for it. Amen. If you know you need something from God, then the pastor say come, you need to come. Forget about them people sitting next to you. Cross the hall and cross up and down. You know what I'm saying? Get your eyes and your mind on what you want from God. And then you come and ask. Amen. And be sincere in your heart. God don't want you worried about other people. I don't mean to the extent, you know, where you can't go on for God. Amen. I want you all to need God. Just it's something, I don't know what, something that you need from God. Something eternal. You've been praying about it. And you really want this. Amen. You want, it's something, it's got to do with your heart. Something about your heart. And I ain't talking about your heart as bad like dad's either. Or was. But it's something that you've been praying for in your heart that you want for God to do for you. And you say, Lord, I know can't nobody do this but you. Can't nobody do it but you. Let's pray together. If you come now. Amen. And if you ain't saved, and you know you need God, don't just sit. Jesus is calling. Jesus is saying, come. Jesus is saying, I love you. Jesus is saying, this is the day. Jesus said, your time is not promised. Jesus said, it doesn't make how old you are. Don't look at your age and say, I know I'm going to stay here another 50 years. I heard this commercial. You hear this commercial? She said, I'm 60 and I got a lot of blood. I said, how she know that? She got more time. She might drop dead when she go up that hill. Your days are not promised. It doesn't matter how old you are. If you're young and you know you need God, I want you to come and stand behind these. I want you to come. I'm going to tell you, when you come, God gives those that come what they need.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He gives them. He gives it to them. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Wish I had some music now, but we're going to get some music. Just keep on that. Thank you, Jesus. God, I know we need some music. Yes, indeed. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.